Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. My sinus issues continue to lower my voice a little bit in tone, but feeling well and continuing on with our morning devotions. And talking and praying this week about the gift of God, how we take the unwrapped gifts that God gives us, and we put them to use. It's the reason that they're unwrapped, so that we can enjoy them, that we can use them, that they can be effective and productive according to their design. And so we're talking and praying each weekday morning about a different aspect of the gift of God in our life. And today we're going to focus in on the gift of peace. And I love this aspect of the gift of God, because peace is one of those things that, well, we all kind of struggle to find. And many times we don't find it like we want because, well, we're trying to create it rather than trying to receive it. God says in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." Recognition, as Paul writes to the Thessalonians, and he writes to us, that God is a God of peace. That's obviously just one aspect of his nature. He's a God of justice, a God of correction, a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of judgment. And he weaves all of those things together in a way that only he can, with a desire that we know him. His desire has been to bring peace between us and him. What we deserve is something far less than peace. We deserve judgment. We deserve condemnation. All have sinned. And sometimes we like to use that thought directed towards others, not so much towards ourselves. There are times that we do get stuck on that and we beat ourselves up over things that God wants to forgive us for. But today we focus in on this nature of God to give peace. Peace, not always in the removal of conflict, but peace in the midst of conflict. Not always in the removal of difficult times, but peace in the midst of difficult times. Not always the removal of the loss and the restoration of what was lost, but peace in the midst of loss. You see, this peace that God desires to give, this peace that is his nature, is an everlasting peace. It's a peace that he desires that we accept because we can't earn it. Jesus tells a story and says, "Which of you with 10,000 soldiers and an army of 20,000 soldiers approaching, would you not send a delegation from a long ways off seeking terms of peace?" God's desire is that we understand how outnumbered we are because of sin. And rather than fight to the death in a battle that we can't win, because that's where this battle of sin ends. We not only seek the terms of peace, God has offered them, and we accept those terms of peace. In every situation, in all ways, at all times, God's desire is that we fully surrender unconditionally and find ourselves embraced by Him. It's not a peace that demands or desires an absolute control. It's a peace that leads us to giving God an absolute control, because we recognize and understand His love for us is greater than any love for ourselves. And so we find and we pursue and we receive the gift of peace. I don't know what your day looks like today, what it's going to look like. I don't even know what mine is going to look like. I have some things on my schedule that I plan on getting done, that I would like to get done. But I don't know if that'll take place. You've probably noticed that as we live life, the unexpected happens more often than we anticipate. And oftentimes, the unexpected disturbs our peace in some way. And God stands before us, His Spirit within us, letting us know that His gift of peace is still available. If today brings bad news from work, if it brings bad news from a doctor, if it brings bad news from your child's school principal, if it brings bad news from your parent, from your child, from your spouse, if it brings bad news from the news, in every way, at all times, God wants to give you a gift of peace. Not a peace that puts on rose-colored glasses and says it's all okay, but a peace that puts on kingdom glasses and says, keep going. It may not all be okay right now, but when you get to the end, it will be. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to have peace, a peace that Your Word describes as surpassing all understanding, a peace that we simply can't make sense of, but we learn to appreciate, we learn to receive, we learn to pursue. And so, God, today I pray that in the midst of whatever happens, it may be something that is very exciting. It may be something that's very scary. It may be something that is just boring. It may be some combination of all three of those things plus so many others that'll take place today. And Your Word tells us that You are a God of peace. And in You, we can find that peace by simply receiving it. It's Your gift. It's a part of the nature of Yourself that You've put within us. And so, God, help us today to live with the appropriate levels of diligence and concern. But may we have that peace that surpasses all understanding. May we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, not only the one who began and planted the seeds of our faith, who made peace possible, but the one who's the finisher and brings us to complete peace with you. Father, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, may we lift him up in all things, in all ways, so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.